I'm in Athens, Greece, and I met a woman named Rona Spiropoulos in the home of Apostles George and Evia Markakis. And Rona is born in Cape Town, South Africa, of Greek parents, and has been working in the movement called End Time Handmaidens, which has their base in Arkansas and is known as the Ministry of Gwen Shaw, who passed away last year. And you know, there's lots of things to say about Rona Spiropoulos, but what intrigued me is she gave me a book that she's written called The Blood, Entrance into the Supernatural. And I was so blessed just flicking through this book. And I'd like to ask you, Rona, what does this the blood, how can the blood help believers, men and women today?
Well, I think we need to realize the supernatural power of the blood. Because sometimes we think about the blood, you know, during salvation and we're washed clean by the blood. But there's a supernatural power. And when I went to write a Bible study on the blood, because I'd been teaching on it, and I went to Gwen Shaw, who was I was her personal secretary for many, many years. And I presented her my notes and I said, I've been rereading my notes and it sounds like a book. And she said, she perused them and said, you have to write this book. And as I sat down to write, the Lord began to download, you know, truths prophetically to me. And she'd given me 2 weeks to write the books. 2 weeks off. So as I was sitting there and the Lord was downloading, I'm thinking, wow, this is incredible. But, you know, my time's going to run out in a minute. But one of the things the Lord showed me was that within our blood, because we're spirit-filled believers, within each corpuscle of our blood, is the Holy Spirit is resident. And that blood was made up of congealed light. And I checked it out with a quantum physicist, friend of ours, Dr. Vancouvering, and he said, it's proven that blood is made up of congealed light. And as we become Christians, and as we're spirit-filled, the blood of Jesus washes us, and that light in our blood becomes vibrant because it's full of the Holy Spirit, and it's full of the glory of God. And really, that glory, as it flows through our bodies, through the blood, should radiate out to the point where, you know, the apostles used to walk by people and they would get healed. And we've got such a greater inheritance. You know, we're at the end of time. We're at the place where the glory of God should be filling the whole earth. And it should fill this earth first, our own bodies, and then overflow to those around us. So we should be walking, radiating glory beings, you know, where people get healed and delivered and drawn to Christ because of his blood that is upon us. And it's like a light transfusion. It's like a light covering that comes over us. And the other thing that so touched me when the Lord was speaking to me and when I was doing the Bible study, that, you know, that scripture, Leviticus 17:11 says, the life of the animal, the being, is in the blood. So Jesus was the perfect being, and there was no sin in him. He didn't even give way to any temptation. So his life, that means his whole character, everything that he was, everything that he is in his blood. So when we cover ourselves with the blood, we're taking on his character. And as we continue to use the blood for protection and for covering and for washing and just, you know, hang on to the blood of Jesus and take communion, we are infusing ourselves with his character.
But Rona, you gave me the catchword, take communion. Like in the church that my wife, Ina, and I pastor in Oslo, yes, we love having communion every week. And we see how significant it is. And around the world, here in Athens and all over Europe, in small groups and big groups, communion. What happens with us when we take communion and partake of the blood and body of Jesus?
You know, I come out of the Greek Orthodox Church, and they believe that it's the actual blood is sacred, the wine is sacred, and the bread is the actual body. And, you know, when we as believers come out of that setting, we kind of throw that away, and now it's just a covenant meal. But I think there is some truth in it, although it's been taken, you know, the Orthodox and Catholic churches have taken it to an extreme. But we threw the baby out with the bathwater. And we lost that awesome reverence of the communion. It became just a covenant meal. And I believe there's so much more to it. Because when I was writing this book, the Lord showed me the incredible reverence in heaven that there is for the blood of Jesus. And that when it spilled on the ground, the angels collected up every drop because it was precious, it was sacred, and that it was placed in heavenly places. And when we take communion, I believe we access the power of that blood in heavenly places. It's not just, although the covenant is so powerful, but there's more to it than that, that we actually access the power of that blood. It's available to us. It's eternal.
Rona Spiropoulos, would you pray for everyone who listens to this Torpcast? Pray for me, for my wife, for believers in Europe right now. Would you do that?
Yeah.
Let's all receive wherever we are.
Thank you, Father. We just thank you for your Son and his obedience in coming down to die for us. And Father, right now I pray that you'd give us a greater revelation of Jesus Christ. Lord, we need to know him intimately. We need to know every part of the importance of this blood, especially as the earth is going through great shakings at the moment, because we need that divine protection. And Father, we know that the angels revere the blood of Christ so much, and we ask that you give us that heart of reverence, that heart of awe, that we'll never lose our childlikeness, that we'll never lose our excitement over everything Jesus has done. And Father, I just pray for Jan Ark, that you would give him and his wife. I thank you that you've given them that revelation of the need to have communion regularly. And God, I just pray that as they do, you would open up realms of revelation, that streams of healing would come forth from your blood. Father, that the glory would be poured out on them and their church. Lord, we pray for Europe. We're asking you for an outpouring of the mighty Holy Spirit in this land. We're asking you for rivers of revival to be opened up. We're asking you for ancient wells to be once again dug, Father, that those ancient revivals and those ancient martyrs and even the old saints that walked in the reality of who Jesus was and the reality of the supernatural, God, that those wells would once again be dug, and that, Father, a powerful movement would come out of Europe. We pray that it would be so powerful, God, that even the Muslims, Islam, would come to Christ, because they would see the deadness of their God and the supernatural power of a mighty God that is still alive today. So, Father, I just thank you for the land of my forefathers, Greece, and I ask you for a mighty outpouring here, and that you'd use us powerfully in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rona Spiropoulos.
Thank you.
This book, The Blood, the undertitle is Entrance into the Supernatural. You can buy that by contacting Rona and the Office of End Time Handmaidens, which is located in
Jasper,
Arkansas. And you can Google that and you'll find it there. God bless you all, and God bless you, Rona, as you minister here in Greece and onwards in other nations of the world.
Thank you so much.